It's about to get weird. Really weird.
Because the mothership has landed.
And Dr. Notorious is here.
Piloting the joke cast into your brainwaves.
His insanity will become your insanity.
His mind will become one with your mind.
X. And let the earworms into your brain.
What's up, Podcast Universe? Dr. Notorious here, diving into the mystical realm, talking about, well, I've been talking about the paranormal, trying to connect with people about the paranormal, delve into the mystical world, the mystical arts, and then I do a tarot reading on myself. If you'd like a tarot reading, reach out to me on my Patreon page. I will provide links in the show. Dr. Notorious, out.
Your Honor, I'd like to address the court if I may. My client, Dr. Notorious, is not guilty, and to send this man to prison would be illogical and irresponsible. Because if you think about it, what did he really do? Cross a couple imaginary lines in his head? I mean, you call him an outlaw, you call him a thief, but where's the Christmas dinner for all the people that need relief? You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to gather flowers constantly, whether you're right or wrong, someone to open each and every door, but it's not him that you're looking for. No. All he's doing is chasing two white rabbits, but catches none. It's not him you're looking for, it's the white rabbit that you're looking for, hun.
Can't really remember the exact age I got interested in like paranormal and tarot and out-of-body experiences and lucid dreaming, but had to have been like 11, 12, early teens. I remember going to like the Upper Arlington Public Library and getting the Time Life books on like paranormal stuff, like ESP, and then digging deeper into other stuff and eventually convincing my dad, you know, both my brother and I convincing our dad to take us to actual psychic paranormal fairs. And this is in, you know, like the early 90s to mid 90s, and people selling all sorts of crazy stuff. I still have, I think, some of the stuff from those fairs. Not all of it I used. Some of it I just kind of bought it at the spur of the moment, never did anything with it, but there's some stuff, and then stuff I bought in bookstores. But yeah, always interested in it. Really went deep into lucid dreaming. My brother went deep into, my twin brother went deep into out-of-body experiences, and I didn't really go as deep. We both tried each other's stuff, because, you know, we found in the early days of, like, mail order stuff, you know, you buy a book and it's like, oh, you know, pay $50 for the course by the author. It's like, okay, sure. Wonder I didn't have any paper out and grocery store working money left, because I bought stupid shit like that. But now I explored the world of my dreams. I can go to sleep and I can recognize when I'm dreaming, and I typically just fly. I like do the whole Superman thing. Sometimes if it's like a nightmare and I realize it, you know, you'll give yourself like incredible like superpowers. Like the stuff like Magneto does, or Thanos. I think anymore, yeah. Probably be wielding the Infinity Gauntlet in any future lucid dreams. So yeah, that's what lucid dreaming is. Lucid dreaming is where you basically come conscious in a dream, but then you don't actually wake up. You take kind of mental control of the dream and you turn it into your world, and people use it for wish fulfillment, like, you know, sex, or they use it for psychological healing and the conquering of nightmares and phobias, or, you know, they use it for, I use it for liberation, for flying, freedom, you know, being able to, you know, it's like, I do like Superman or the Matrix, I go flying through the air, and it physically feels real. I mean, well, mentally feels real, physically in the dream. So what is consciousness? What is unconsciousness? You know? Where does the past, the present, the future fit into where our consciousness exists? Is it a constant with the constant energy? You know, physics, first law of thermodynamics. I know I quote that a lot, even though I just got tongue-tied. I don't know. Out of body experiences, never did conquer that Mount Fuji summit. Huge, huge course, much, much bigger than my lucid dreaming was. I think my brother spent like $150 on it or something. It was just ridiculous. He always seemed to want to spend more money on something. And I think the whole thing was to have your astral form leave your body. And then for me, it was more like prove that there is some sort of astral form. There is some sort of life after death. There's a reason to go to church, or there's a reason to believe in something, you know, what's beyond. And I've talked to like multiple, many, many people that have claimed to have all these shared experiences and leaving the body and meeting each other in the astral plane and meeting each other's family in the astral plane and things. And I've talked to them together and separately and things. And, you know, it's been proven by this Monroe Institute that some of these people can have these experiences. Now, you know, is it lucky guesses, weird triggers in the shared hypothalamus? I don't know. I have no idea. I never really experience a lot of weird sensations, because they do a lot of these weird brainwave things and hypnosis things. And then, you know, I never was able to actually like leave my body. I don't know, probably because I was afraid, because I was like a kid, you know, because that would be like some freaky shit. The thing that freaked me out was it said like, oh, you'll see in like 360 degrees because you don't have eyes. You're like a being of pure energy. And I was like, motherfucker, what? See out of the back of my head. It's like, you're not really seeing out of the back of your head though. When does he start telling jokes? I can hear Mr. Teresky saying that now. Anyways. Yeah, that's why I've been focusing on this stuff. Laid up, not feeling good, not doing my normal routine, so you think about the past and then where you want to go in the future and the present. And that's what, you know, getting into tarot reading again is interesting, because it's like you're really supposed to perform it just on yourself. And you could read other people when they're with you, or sometimes even like on a video chat or on a chat, if it's like, if the connection is there. But like, you know, the tarot that I'm studying, it's more like self-reflection and the symbol, you know, what's the symbols in nature around you and the symbols in the greater world around you, you know. Is something dangerous? Is something friendly? Is something, you know, is something a hill that you should climb? Is it a hill you shouldn't climb? Ain't no mountain high enough. Anyways, podcast Dizzians. Thoughts from Dr. Notorious on a Saturday. Hope you enjoy them and hope you enjoy the show. Working on some sketch comedy with the friends, Spidey Heck of Spidey Heck Voiceover, and Lil Extreme Erica. More Little Extreme, and all the dogs in my neighborhood are gonna go crazy here in a second. So Dr. Notorious is gonna catch you guys later. from his hammock. See you, Podcast Universe.
Out.
Oh, Dr. Notorious, this is Father O'Henry McCrary. Oh, you must abandon your deal with the devil. Put down the tarot cards and the magic and the Satan. I hear you outside in nature. You should take a walk through the County Cork with me someday and confess to me your sins. Oh, this is me. Oh, Father O'Henry O'McClary. Please, Dr. Notorious, come away from Satan.
Hey, what's going on, Podcast Universe? This is the captain of the joke cast speaking, Dr. Notorious. What is up? How are you all doing? I hope you're doing well. Coming upon the second day of June here in the joke cast. So, we've been delving into a lot of different stuff recently. I know I haven't been throwing out the content like I was. I've been really under the weather, still am. So it takes me a lot longer to do anything right now, you know. I spend most of the time asleep or at the doctor's, so. But trying to get back into things. So, learning stuff though, you know. Yeah, I'm not one to just let my brain be idle and just absorb other people's stuff. I gotta create or I gotta learn, so. Found an old tarot deck. Been talking to some people about magic, about tarot. You know, I'm a firm believer in magic, as anyone who listens has probably picked up. So, magic, you know, kind of fortune telling, but this is more, you know, the modern interpretation of tarot is you're looking for symbolism. And so I think that's why the deck I've got is the Arthurian legend, because I've always been into the Arthurian legends, and this one really spoke to me, and still does. And so, let's deal out here a Celtic cross, see what the future holds for Dr. Notorious. Definitely challenged. So the challenge appears to be Temperance. Represented in my deck by the Cauldron of Anwen. So that's, you know, means my challenge is guarding against extremes. But I think in my interpretation of it, I guard against not going to the extreme. I've always, you know, before Dr. Notorious, I always just took the easy path, the middle road. I never challenged myself. I never took a major risk. I always ran away. So then the heart of the matter though is pretty accurate, you know. Four of Spears reversed, represented by Lecote Maletale and Melisandre, which was an interesting tale. Because even though he rescued her over and over again and helped her over and over again, she refused to marry him or even love him, even though he loved her at first sight. She was a fiery redhead. And then eventually she came around because she realized what a cool dude he was. And they got together. But reversed, you know, there's some emptiness, some breakdown in communication with loved ones and family. And I definitely agree there. I've been very insular. I've been very solitary recently because I don't feel that I'm, you know, moving forward the way I should be or the way I want to be. I feel, you know, my energy is kind of scattered, that I'm, you know, either going to one extreme or another. And especially when you're sick and not feeling well, you know, that can be multiplied. It can be multiplied for sure. So what's consciously on my mind
Ace of Spears reversed, represented by the Spear of Destiny. So, yeah, definitely. Losing motivation and willpower, or overwhelmed by just so many things. But yeah, I definitely feel in a lot of things I've been losing motivation and willpower. And then in other areas, I'm like overextending myself. And it may be, you know, why not eating right, not sleeping right. My body's just completely broken down because I've been pouring so much of myself into podcasting and into, you know, the social aspect of it too, behind the scenes. And maybe neglecting more of my family. And so I think unconsciously then, you know, it's the horned one in my deck, or the devil in the traditional decks. In my deck, it's the Welsh god Cernunnos, who balanced the human world with the animal world. The primal instincts with the material instincts, with the rational instincts. But it's also, you know, those primal urges, you know, sex and making yourself feel good. And so unconsciously, yeah, I'm always wanting to feel better. Yeah, probably do stupid stuff to feel better too. You know, where's my balance? You know, I'm not taking care of my body as I should. I'm, you know, not eating right and probably not getting enough exercise because I'm pouring myself into this digital world, not the real world. So I think, yeah, finding the balance between the primal, the forest world, and then the real world, I think is important. And that's definitely, you know, that, you know, that card would say I haven't realized it till now, but my unconsciousness has been telling me that, and it makes sense when I see that. Yeah, definitely. Looking into, you know, the past, the Ace of Swords, or the Sword of David, the Sword of the Strange Hangings. In the past, that usually represents freedom from oppression, power and success. Maybe in the past, those were like, you know, that was always my goal. You know, I want power, I want success, you know. And, you know, free from oppressive environments and free from oppressive people. But, you know, looking at then future, you know, what I was looking for now, the Nine of Shields represented by Ragnell. You know, the hag disguised as a, well, the beautiful maiden sorceress disguised as a hag, but, you know, discovered through diplomacy, discovered through, you know, giving in and giving to promises, adhering to your vows. So I think, you know, if I set promises with people, if I set promises with myself in the future, I definitely need to do that. I definitely need to work on that. Need to make, you know, if I make promises, I have to keep them. If I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it. I definitely have a hard time doing that. Or it just takes me forever. I don't give specific times when I'm going to do it. So it gives me an excuse if I blow stuff off, or I blow you off, or I blow myself off. My excuse is, well, I didn't actually set a time limit. So, you know, got to make promises, got to set promises to honor yourself and be, you know, you're more popular and you're more liked if people, you know, if you honor your promises. So, well, that's, yeah. So far, I don't know, I think that first couple cards, then looking at the querent, Three of Cups, the dressing of the sacred spring. Yeah, this is so like a gathering. So the dressing of the sacred spring was a gathering and outside of Camelot. And so, you know, one of the ways I can find my way or find my way into solving this problem is through getting back out there and talking to, you know, being less insular. Stop doing the things I was doing to be so insular, be more out there, be more outgoing again. I think definitely when you look at my environment, it's the hair reverse, so definitely need to start, you know, they're not just, you know, my, you know, things haven't been working out the way they should be, and it's my fault, you know, I'm bouncing around like a bunny rabbit. That's why it's the hair. Page of Spears reversed in my deck. I'm just, yeah, it's so funny, because that's exactly how I feel, that I'm just all over the place, not focusing on any one thing like I should be. And that leads to my hopes and fears. Six of Cups reversed. So I'm worried about the past pulling me down, you know, making the mistakes, or, you know, I think in my case, the physical mistakes that my father made, just not taking care of himself and letting his body fall apart. And I seem to be projecting that upon myself and being so anxious about doing that. I'm like self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't want to pull myself down that road. But then the outcome is the Page of Shields or the Page of Pentagrams in other decks. In my deck, it's the Badger. You know, so I'm comfortable, you know, comfortable scholarly life, but thwarted by being lost in the clouds and daydreaming, you know. The wealth and power and everything's there. Even if it's important or not important, you know. I think it's important to other people. You know, I always say if I made it big, I'd want to have the posse and everything. But you got to pay your own way. You got to be making sure you're part of the earning the income, just not a hanger on, you know. Should have got off the pot, you know. I think that's pretty much what my reading this morning is, though. That's a good advice. Should or get off the pot, man. Focus. Have some determination. Don't let the past drag you down. Don't let other people's past drag you down, you know. I gotta realize I'm not my father. I gotta, you know, not be so dependent on other people to get stuff done. Get stuff done myself. Turn myself around, research, plan, be a little bit more focused, bring balance into my life, balance myself, but not just, you know, physical and mental, animal and spiritual, you know, bring together the fox and the hare and the stag, you know. Balance, drive, determination, you know, and you know, fuck the middle road, though. Take the fucking high road or the low road. One of them will get to Scotland before you.
Hey, Dr. Notorious, what's up, man? How you been? That's cool. Laurel. Really? Laurel. Wow. Laurel. That sounds like fun. Laurel. I heard your podcast. Laurel. With the tarot cards. Laurel. And the lucid dreams. Laurel. Sounds like really interesting stuff. Laurel. Really? Laurel.
Uh-huh.
Laurel.
Cool.
Laurel.
And what are you doing later?
Laurel.
Oh, yeah?
Laurel.
Wow.
Laurel.
A little extreme, huh?
Laurel.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later then. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.